Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about some big news out of Amazon. And of course, Amazon is, like, for better or for worse, that's not one of the companies that you probably always think of as like the most cutting edge AI company, but they actually have some serious chops and they've invested more than almost any other company into this race, albeit a lot of that is, you know, giving billions and billions and, like, I don't know, more than $4 billion to Anthropic. So they're making big plays, but they're also building a lot of stuff in-house. They're building a lot of stuff for Alexa. And of course, for Amazon, their own AI chatbot there. So Amazon has a lot of really good reasons to build AI, to invest in it, but it might not be the number one you think of. Now, that may be about to change with one of their latest upgrades. Amazon says that it has an AI video model that can generate minute-long clips. We're going to be diving into what it can do, how good it is, who's going to be using it, if this is a competitor to Sora, all of that juicy stuff. But before we do, I wanted to mention, if you've ever wanted to grow and scale your business using AI tools, Jamie and I have a exclusive school community called AI Hustle that we release an exclusive video every single week outlining all of the tools, workflows that we use to grow and scale our businesses. We also talk about a lot of the side hustles we use, a way Jamie made $25,000 from an Amazon program last year, how he's using AI this year to try and scale that up, how I have been an AI consultant for companies, how people I know charge $20,000 to go speak and consult AI for different companies. We break down all of the numbers. Everything we can't really publish publicly is in this community. So it is $19 a month. In the past, this has been $100 a month. And so it is currently discounted. If you lock in the $19 price, it will never be raised on you when we increase the price in the future. So we'd love to have you as a member of the community. There's a link in the description. Let's get back into what Amazon's doing. Jamie, I guess to you, what's the most exciting or interesting about the story with Amazon and video?
Yeah. So like you mentioned, Amazon kind of has flown under the radar with a lot of the AI stuff. They have, you know, a few different AI products. And most of the time when they release one to the public, it is to help them sell more things on Amazon. For example, they have the chatbot Rufus on their website that you can ask different questions about a product and kind of get, you know, helpful questions answered to help you, you know, purchase more products. So, which makes sense. But they also have a whole developer Amazon Web Services product line of AI products, and they kind of all fall under the name, or some of them fall under the name Nova. So they just have upgraded their Nova Reel, which is their video generation platform. And now you can generate up to a 2-minute video comprised of 6-second shots. So it basically will let you put together a bunch of prompts into like a, you know, what you want, and then it'll generate different 6-second clips and stick them together to give you a 2-minute video, which is pretty powerful. Some of the things they claim is that it will, you know, carry the theme and like the color grading through the shots and kind of have, you know, keep the theme throughout instead of just generate individual clips that they're not cohesive. So that's kind of cool. It says it can do 1280 by 720 resolution, which is pretty good. And some of the sample clips, you know, to me look, I would say, comparable to Sora, at least when it was first released. So pretty exciting stuff. Not to mention, you can also drop in your own photos and have it turn your photos into video. So it has a lot of the same features that Sora does. So, Jaden, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think a couple things that are interesting. number one is that it can do, like you're talking about, the multi-shot. So there's a whole bunch of videos that have a consistent style. The reason why this is important is because, in my opinion, it's virtually useless when you're trying to do a video, a YouTube video, create B-roll for something, and every single video, or, you know, you see this as well, I think more commonly with images, but like, you definitely are going to see this with video. Every single video is like a completely different color grade. It's a completely different style. It's like super inconsistent, right? Different actors, different people. Like when it's all inconsistent, it's like you just went on like a random stock video website, pulled a bunch of random videos, threw them on. It just looks bad. And so to actually make this tool useful, you want it to look like, oh, you had a whole production team. You went to a studio with a bunch of the same people in the same settings and the same colors and the, you know, same color grade. And you just shot a bunch of footage. And now you're using this as kind of your B-roll. Like, that's the creme de la creme. That's what everybody wants. And so I think as these AI models are actually able to start doing that, it's going to be way more usable. And we know the quality of these things is getting better and better. But I actually think I would rather them start with some of these consistency features before they even worry about making it 4K and like super perfect and stuff, because at least you can use them for smaller things if you have all the consistency. And then as they get better and better, like eventually you'll be able to do literally everything. You'll be able to direct movies. You'll be able to, you know, create your own TV shows, like all the cool things we're excited about. But I think all of it starts with this consistency and this multi-shot. Amazon saying they can do it, which is huge. Sora did not have it when they launched. Other people are saying they could do it. We started to kind of see it come out with Midjourney and some of the image models. And we know everything that starts with image eventually moves over to video, because video is just a lot of images. So yeah, I think this is pretty cool. Elizabeth Fuentes wrote a blog post where she kind of explained all of that. But apparently you can prompt up to 4,000 characters long, and then you can generate up to 2-minute videos, which, like you said, is 6-second shots. So you can just get it to a whole bunch of 6-second shot videos. But with this multi-shot consistent style, it's like, you know, have a green Ferrari driving down the road, pan to the right, have the green Ferrari shifting lanes. So like, you only get 6-second shots, but that kind of keeps the video engaging, and you can do all the different cuts. And if you do a whole bunch of prompts, 4,000 words of text, or 4,000 characters, then you can get up to your 2 minutes. So I don't know, is this something you'd actually use for B-roll on a YouTube video?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you wouldn't want to have, if you're making a video, you don't want to have the clips really more than 6 seconds anyways, just because people lose their attention. And so that's a good point about engagement. So, I mean, I could see using it if you're, you know, talking about theoretical ideas, or, you know, to kind of carry your story along a little bit. I think you could definitely use it. What's interesting is in the little preview video that they showed, they kind of marketed it as like all in one. So they talked about it for product videos, you know, which would make sense for Amazon. But then they also talked about storytelling and all kinds of stuff. So I think it's meant to be kind of a all around video generation model. But, you know, you have to have the Amazon Web Service platforms, including Bedrock, Amazon's AI Dev Suite, and customers must request access. So I think they're trying to keep it small right now, maybe. I'm not sure exactly what the reason would be, but Jane, what do you see like in the future? What are they going to be using this for?
Yeah, well, okay. One thing I did want to say, they actually did release an update on this, and they said, well, you do technically have to request access. They automatically approve everyone. So it's not too closed. Like if you have to use their developer platform. So that's a big thing. Anyone listening that wants to actually get your hands on this, you can go try it. You have to go through through Bedrock or Amazon's AI development suite. And then you get request access, but you'll automatically get approved. Then you get access to this. Now, a lot of people one thing I just wanted to bring up, though, is because a lot of people have talked about this with images, and now we're carrying over to video, and they're like, what can I use these videos for? Not like I could use them for anything, right? But like, what are you allowed to legally? What are the rules? What data set? Is there copyright stuff? The thing that Amazon has done that I am thrilled about, Adobe did the same thing, is they have an indemnification policy, which pretty much means they will protect any AWS customer, so anyone using their platform, that's accused of violating copyrights with the media. So if you generate something and somehow it like regurgitated an exact copy of someone else's actual video, and that person said, hey, that's my video, and they want to sue you or something, will actually like field the lawsuit. They'll protect you. They'll, you know, you don't have to worry about that. Adobe did the same thing with Firefly when it first came out, their image generator. I think this is really fantastic. They haven't exactly said where they're getting their training data from. And sure, they're probably doing YouTube like everybody else, like isn't supposed to be, but it seems like everybody is doing that, including Google, by the way. One thing I will say, though, is Amazon actually does have a very unique data set that Jimmy and I both have talked about in the past, which is their Amazon influencer program and even product review videos that just random users upload. So they do have millions and billions probably of product videos that are all over Amazon. And I think these are perfect to scrape and use to train AI models essentially to do anything. Like, they have so much video data. So, and they even incentivize like creators that might post on YouTube to re-upload pretty much. I mean, in one way or another, you're kind of incentivized to re-upload to Amazon. So it's like they grabbed all this content back. Yeah. And so I think that that's probably a big part of their data set. And they probably have good reason to assume that, like, they're probably on fairly solid grounds as far as like that. And so, yeah, you can pretty much use these videos for anything and they'll cover you if anyone gets upset about it.
Interesting. Well, it's cool to see another company come out with a really solid, solid model. If you have tried this, I would love to know. So you could leave us a review maybe and tell us if you've used Nova Reel, because I have not. So it sounds interesting though. So if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. We read every single one. And also, again, check out our school community. That's where we dive into the nitty gritty of actually how we and others are making money online using AI. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.